Hey, Sound Opinions listeners, if you support us on Patreon, you get to listen to our podcast ad-free on Patreon.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this week, in honor of the holiday, we're sharing some of our favorite songs about giving thanks. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. We'll also hear some selections from our production staff. Let's get to it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Every time a big holiday rolls around, it gives us good reason, Mr. Kot, to look through our music collections and find the appropriate songs that connect to that day, which also happen to be pretty great songs. So you know what we are thinking about this week, Thanksgiving. You know, now there are not nearly as many songs specifically about Thanksgiving as there are about Christmas. But the broader topic, I think there's quite a few.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the broader topic being giving thanks in general. And, you know, we thought about this long and hard. Like, let's be appreciative.
Yes.
Because it's really hard to find reasons sometimes to be appreciative. And
that
was kind of the theme behind this week's show.
It was. Now, we did this show once before, Greg, episode 626 in 2017. Yeah. And, boy, the picks that both of us made really stand out, I think, as some of the greatest thank you songs ever. I did Thank You by Led Zeppelin. I did ABBA's Thank You for the Music. So I had to dig deeper this time. Some of my picks may be a little controversial, maybe with you, maybe with our listeners. I think I can make a case for each and every one of them. I don't know how I missed Big Star's Thank You, Friends, the first time, because it is one of those great thank you songs. It's on Big Star Third, or Sister Lovers, the album that they made when Alex Chilton and Jody Stevens on drums, when the band was falling apart, they never thought they'd have any career again in the music industry. Nobody cared about Big Star. They had come and gone. The revival and the worship of those power pop greats would not come for many years later. But the this is a Dark Night of the Soul record. It is not what the first two albums were, Big Star or Radio City. And some people think, knowing how cynical, sarcastic, sneering, bitter, I could go on, Alex Chilton could be, that Thank You, Friends is about him railing at the people who, claimed some credit for his success while, never having done anything to help him. Mm-hmm. And here he is at this low point in his life. See, I don't hear it that way. I've listened to this many times, and I had known the mythology of Big Star Third, Sister Lovers, and when it was made. But, that album also has Jesus Christ Was Born Today on it, which I think is one of the most beautiful, timeless Christmas songs ever. We're going to do Christmas songs in a couple of weeks with Andy Serzan. You know we like to go left field with Sound Opinions Christmas. But on my short list, very short list of great rock songs about Christmas, that's one of them. So I think, you could never tell whether Chilton was being sincere or sarcastic. I choose to hear Thank You, Friends as sincere. All those ladies and gentlemen, thank you, friends. And I remember, he died in the middle of South by Southwest, and there was a tribute show put together kind of ad hoc, and it ended with thank you, friends, mm-hmm. and there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Yeah, it was a beautiful show.
That was a great, great show. And this is a great song, Big Stars, Thank You, Friends.
Thank you.
My first song about giving thanks in our second round of doing these, Greg. what have you got for us?
I'm going to go with Sister Sledge, We Are Family. This is a song that has deep meaning for not only me, but the rest of my family. This was in regular rotation on the boombox that stood by the sink in the kitchen.
At Shaycott?
Whenever we were washing dishes, we would crank up the boombox and Sister Sledge, We Are Family, instant dance party in the kitchen. Greg, Deb, Katie, Marissa were all grooving, to the song. And it was, it was just a fun family kind of affair. And this song was written about family. We're talking about Sisters Sledge. We are talking about the four sisters, Debbie, Joni, Kim, and Kathy Sledge. Out of Philly, got signed to Atlantic in 71, same year as John Prine.
Mm.
But they ended up, doing okay. But Atlantic loved them. They said, they're like family to us. They hired these two upstart producer-songwriters to write songs for Sister Sledge. They happened to be named Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards. They were starting to get some success with Chic, their mm-hmm. group, and now this is going to be their first outside production job. Nile told me once that the Atlantic executive was so effusive about talking about, the girls being like family to us.
Mm.
And the next thing he goes, hey, that could be a song. We are family. Lo and behold, we got We Are Family, a celebratory song about being together with your family. Some of us may not be looking forward to being together with our family Thanksgiving.
There's always that one uncle.
but these four women really did love each other, and you can hear it in this song. And that, I can say the vibe definitely translated to our household as well. We Are Family from Sister Sledge. That is We Are Family, Sister Sledge on Sound Opinions, a song of thanks. Jim, what do you got next for us?
I'm going to Earth, Wind, and Fire, Mr. Cott. And it's never a bad reason to go to Earth, Wind, and Fire, no matter what they're singing about. Those costumes, those horns, Maurice White, trying to be cool and dance cool and not really pulling it off. This former Chess record session drummer mm-hmm. who really, boy, did he put together a great band. Gratitude was the title of an album they put out in 1975. I think of all the Earth, Wind, and Fire songs, this is maybe in the middle third or bottom third, which is only a testament to how great Earth, Wind, and Fire is that I'm not putting it in the top third, mm-hmm. right? The sentiment is timeless. Want to thank you. Freedom in stride, love, peace of mind. I just want to give gratitude. I think that's a very nice sentiment on this holiday, no?
Oh, yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire, man. Celebration for the African-American community in the 70s. That was a rare and beautiful thing because I think they uplifted many people.
Boy, it's impossible to listen to this and not feel great. So, Gratitude by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We just want to give gratitude.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Maurice White and company showing some gratitude.
That's right. You're going to only throw your hands up and celebrate when you hear a song like that. This next song, there are different levels of giving thanks. Some can be a little darker than others, and I'm going to go to one of the little darker sentiments, expressions of gratitude. Tyler, the Creator, with a song called Gone, Gone, Thank You, from his Igor album from 2019. This was basically an album-length look at a love triangle. Tyler's seeing a man who is also seeing a woman, and the couple is being pulled away from Tyler. So he's feeling left out. And by the 10th song on the record, it's over. The relationship is over. And it's a somewhat bittersweet song, with the bitterness dominating the first half of the song. And then at about the 4.5 minute mark, it transitions. But by the way, as much as I am upset about what has happened here, I want to thank you for the love that you did give me while we were together. I want to thank you for bringing me joy. And he tries to remember the good parts of the relationship, which is a really difficult thing to do after you've just been burnt. But Tyler sort of summons up this sentiment that, you know, it wasn't completely wasted. I can't view it as a complete waste of my time because while we were together, I really did enjoy it. So I think it's kind of a powerful sentiment, a powerful way of expressing gratitude at a very difficult time.
Well, it takes a big person to be able to say thank you to someone who hurt you.
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly what he's doing here. Tyler, the Creator, with Gone, Gone, Thank You on Sound Opinions. Tyler, the Creator, with Gone, Gone, Thank You on Sound Opinions.
A reminder to listeners, Greg, that Tyler, the Creator, is a completely different artist these days, as we said when we reviewed his last album, than he was in the odd future beginning. So if you like that song, make sure to start with Igor or later.
Right.
Don't dig earlier. I'm thankful that Tyler, the Creator, has matured beyond his start. I'm going to an artist now who we haven't played often on Sound Opinions, Bonnie Raitt. I'm going to go to the very start of her career. Her debut album, released in 1971, I didn't know this because I was turned off by the accolades circa her many Grammy wins. And I just, okay, all right. But you know, Bonnie Raitt was much stronger in the beginning when nobody cared. In 1971, she records her debut album at an abandoned summer camp, Enchanted Island, about 30 miles west of Minneapolis on Lake Minnetonka, because she was a huge admirer of those legendary Twin Cities bluesmen, John Kerner and Dave Ray,
mm-hmm.
who I used to go see like on Tuesday nights at this fake British pub in Minneapolis. They were wonderful. Kerner, Ray, and Glover had a standing gig and recorded live to 4-track. You know, you can hear the empty summer camp. You can hear that Minnesota wind, And Thank You is one of the standout tracks, and it's as beautiful a love song as you can hear, really. Sitting here thinking, baby, about you, wondering how I ever got through my life without you. I think people who have experienced true love, you know, saying thank you for that. How did I do this before you came into my life? That's a beautiful and timeless sentiment. Bonnie Raitt, Thank You.
Sometimes when you're sleeping, I wonder if it's true. Take away this precious dream of you. Then you wake and hold me and love me through the night. Then I know that somehow everything will be alright. Thank you, baby, for giving me my life. I love you, honey.
Thank you, Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, the Bonnie Raitt debut album is fantastic.
That is a great album.
Really good record. She had a real great feel for blues, jazz, R&B, soul. I mean, she's one of the great song interpreters of all time.
Well, clearly one of those albums where she'd been living her life waiting for the minute when she got to put it all down on
tape.
Yeah,
sure. Speaking of great singers and interpreters, as well as interpreting her many own great songs, Lucinda Williams has a song called Stowaway in Your Heart from the Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone record in 2014. Lucinda's been on a roll. I'd say the last decade and a half, one great album after another.
You're right.
She had a long stretches between albums before them, but I think she's figured it out. She's figured out how to get comfortable in the recording studio and get down what she does best. Even her love songs are unconventional. This is a song where she's talking about love as, you know, being a stowaway. Okay, what does that mean exactly? You're sort of hiding away from the rest of the world, you know? And in her conception of love in this song, she's talking about the whole idea that love is like being a stowaway. It's a place where you can be yourself, where you can be secure, where you can feel shelter from the storm, to quote, you know, Bob Dylan, one of her favorites. That is a powerful sentiment too. And I think she's feeling gratitude towards the person who can provide that, who can make her feel that way. To me, it speaks to a relationship that is not brand new. It is a relationship that has been long lasting. It's the relationship that a married couple has over the years, and as Lucinda has now been married for a number of years. And I think it's coming from that place. Stowaway in Your Heart by Lucinda Williams on Sound of Things.
Thank you for giving me a place to keep my love. I don't need anything special, none of that stuff. I'm stowing your heart, and that's enough. Thank you for giving me a place to keep my love.
That is Stowaway in Your Heart from Lucinda Williams. A little bit of gratitude on Sound Opinions.
When we come back, more of our favorite songs about giving thanks. That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
And that's the prize.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. And we are back. This week, we're sharing songs about giving thanks just in time for Thanksgiving. Greg, I think if you put these songs on a playlist together with those we chose on episode 626 back in 2017, that'll get you through the dinner. No problem. Yeah. All the way to the pumpkin pie. We got a few more picks to share. This is where I go off the deep end and open myself to being mocked by you, I think. you know, look, I did Led Zeppelin. I did Sly and the Family Stone. Thanks for letting me be myself back in 2017, right? So I'm looking for songs about thanks, and I'm digging deep, and I'm finding them, and I'm saying, do I really want to play Fallout Boy on my radio show? And yes, I will play Fallout Boy. Now, there are many things about the island liner wearing Pete Wentz that became very, 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 very silly, right? But I first met Fall Out Boy down at South by Southwest when they had driven in a van all the way from Chicago. They were still playing here, Fireside Bowl, you know, unloading the van themselves. And I really like them. And even when they got, you know, filling the arenas and having big hits and being silly, whenever I wrote about Fall Out Boy, I got the sweetest notes from their parents. I'd always get these emails, you know, thank you for writing about my boy Pete. Thanks for writing about Patrick again, Jim. You know, it's always a treat to see them in the Sun Times, right? And I didn't always praise what they were doing, but there were things that I liked about those big pop punk. I'm on thin ice even using that term to describe them with their production value. I did like their pop punk hooks. I did like Mr. Wentz's over-the-top, super pretentious lyrical ways, right? I'm going to play Thanks for the Memories, of course, right? Now, that is spelled THNKSFRTHMMRS. They took out all the vowels, right? And what was that a response to? Of course, Fall Out Boy was infamous for having these super, super long song titles and album titles. And the record company at one point says to Pete, can you make them a little shorter, right? It's going to be a little more friendly for radio. So Pete's answer to that was writing Thanks for the Memories and taking out all the vowels from the title. He had a sense of humor, and Patrick Stump had a great, great voice. This song is one of those sarcastic thank yous. I'm going to make you bend and break it. It's about somebody who broke his heart, right? And I think is saying to him, you know, he tastes like you, only sweeter. Because the object of his affections has moved on, right, to something better. And his response, thanks for the memories, right? Mm. But you can take out the nastiness and make it still a good song to play with your cranberry sauce. And I will add that all my young students just think Fall Out Boy is the greatest. I think it's a generational thing. I always liked them, but I always laughed at them. Fall Out Boy on Sound Opinion. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key. One night and one more time. Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so bad. He tastes like you, sweeter. The other thing I forgot to mention, Greg, Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy, is produced by Babyface, one of two songs on that album where, I mean, they were always trying to color outside the lines.
Well, okay, got to give him credit for that. I will say I'd like the Patrick Stump solo record. Does that count?
Yeah, yeah, you always laughed at my Fall Out Boy affection.
Yes, I still am, Jim.
Just in case
you're wondering.
Come on, give it to me. I'll thank you for giving me Fall Out Boy grief. It gets worse as my picks go on. It's going to get worse.
All right. I'm bracing for that. I want to play a Chicago artist as well. Chance the Rapper.
Yes.
With a track called Blessings from his Coloring Book LP in 2016. Talk about boatloads of Grammys. That was a big winner the following year.
His big breakthrough.
And, as with many Chicago hip-hop artists in recent years, gospel underpinning a lot of what Chance does on this record.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on multiple levels, not just the content of the lyrics, but also in the spirit of the record, about community. The church, gospel, the church community, the African-American community is about togetherness, about bringing more people into the fold. The idea that Chance is sharing a lot of these recordings with his friends in the band, The Social Experiment, with his friends on the Chicago scene, like Jamila Woods, who has a major vocal part on this record. That's the spirit of this record. And the whole idea, he would end many of his concerts with this sentiment, are you ready for your blessings? You know, and people would say, you know, people look askance at religion, Christianity, when it's invoked in pop songs. I think Chance does it in a way that's universal, that's beyond, tokenism to a specific religion. It's about a broader sense of good things happen to you when you least expect them.
Mm.
You know, like this it's not going to be like on a schedule where you can predict when it'll happen.
Yeah.
Live your life in service to others. Good things will happen. That's essentially the sentiment in the song. I think that's something. Those are words to live by. Love your neighbor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Two artists, Chicago artists, who I deeply, deeply respect from that standpoint. Chance the Rapper and Jamila Woods on Blessings on Sound Opinions.
It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to
that is Chance the Rapper with Blessings on Sound Opinions. Jim, you said you're going to go deeper into the...
We're
is this kind of guilty pleasure territory here? Is that what we're talking about?
Guilty pleasures.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
We're trying to recover from our Catholic upbringings and not be guilty about any pleasure.
Right.
You and I both have a soft spot for 70s AM pop radio, right? I always love the picture of young Mr. Cott with the big afro in bed with the AM radio, right? And I did too. I mean, you know, that was our introduction to music. And pop music... on mainstream radio was very adventurous in terms of spanning genres in the 70s. This is not necessarily one of those genre-spanning great songs. Andrew Gold, thank you for being a friend. All right, who was this guy? Third-tier L.A. singer-songwriter in the era of, like, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, right? Probably best known in some ways for writing a couple of Linda Ronstadt's songs early on. There was that whole scene, right, of granola-eating, long-haired wannabe hipsters in Laurel Canyon, right? He's one of them. He had four albums from the mid-70s to 1980. None of them did much, Greg, so he found another career writing music for TV shows. Thank You for Being a Friend is re-recorded and becomes the theme song for Golden Girls. There are many people that love that sitcom, okay?
Yeah.
For campy reasons I shall never understand. I never liked that sitcom, right? He also wrote, did you know this, the theme song for Mad About You, another sitcom I could have cared less about, and many other. But I don't know. I went to this song because I was thinking of what was that song from 70s AM pop I used to hear all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a thank you for being a friend. I say that to you with all sincerity, Greg Cott. Thank you for being a friend. And I'm sorry I'm going to play Andrew Gold on Sound Opinions. Andrew Gold, thank you for being a friend.
Well, you know what? The Golden Girls did have Betty White in it, though, didn't it?
Oh, Betty White's
She's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to, like, raise our game here a little bit. I'm going to go to a Ray Davies song. By the way, Ray Davies, that's the way most people pronounce it. We had Ray himself on the show.
Yes.
Ray Davis, in case anybody's going to complain.
So I want to say thank you to every single listener who writes in and tells us we are pronouncing his name wrong, no matter whether we say Davies or Davis.
Right, right.
When we have said Davis, we hear from people, what are you guys, stupid?
Yeah,
his name is Davies.
No, I
will go always with the person who tells me how to pronounce
exactly.
his, her, or their name. But that's not good enough for some
people. We have to thank Ray for that.
Thank you, Ray.
And we also have to respect the fact that that's what he prefers to be called. That's what the name is pronounced.
That is what, but he didn't, you know, in all fairness, it took him like 50 years to tell the world that.
And for that reason, I'll just call him Ray.
Ray.
So Ray wrote this song, Days, that was released as a single in 68. It did end up on a record, and then it got pulled off that record for the U.S. release. And, you know, he did not think that much of the song. And now it has become one of those go-to songs for Kinks fans because it's a great song. And Ray has come around and said, you know what? It holds up pretty well.
Maybe it wasn't so bad.
And essentially, it's addressing a breakup, apparently. But it works in a way that could be applied to a million different scenarios, it seems like. Thank you for the days. Thank those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. So there's a parting going on here. Somebody's saying goodbye to someone else. Is it a song of appreciation about someone who's gone? Someone who had an impact on the narrator's life and has since moved on, a relationship? Is it an appreciation for a former lover or friend? Or is it some beloved family member who died, eulogizing them at their funeral? So it has multiple applications, but it is, in fact, looking back with fondness on a certain period in your life that this person brought you joy. Days by the Kinks on Sound Opinions.
I bless the light, I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I'll remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me.
Days by the Kinks on Sound Opinions. Jim, you've got one more, right?
I do have one more. And I'm sorry. Actually, this is not a bad song. It was ruined by a subsequent sample, I think, to some degree. I'm going to play Thank You by Dido. All right. One of the rewarding things of digging back deep into an artist that you came and went and you basically forgot about. I did not know this, and this is a rather gratuitous mention, but I have to come up with it. I think after Brian Peter George St. John LeBaptiste de La Salle Eno, that's Brian Eno's full name, that the longest name in pop music history belongs to Florian Claude de Bonneville O'Malley Armstrong, a.k.a. Dido.
No.
You can see why you would want a really short name, Eno or Dido, if that was your full name. I had not thought about Dido since the 90s, and Thank You was a huge hit. And I was playing it this morning, and my wife says, why are you playing Dido, first of all? And then she says, wow, it's so good to hear this again. All right, so maybe it's not irredeemable. I think that when Eminem sampled it for Stan, one of his most misogynistic, homicidal fantasy songs, it kind of ruined it.
It's not really misogynistic, though.
Stan wants to kill him.
I kind of like Stan.
You like, well, yeah, but Stan's the obsessed fan. And it gives us pop culture reference Stans when you're a Stan of someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It was everything around Stan was tainted for me by the misogyny of him constantly wanting to kill his wife, ex-wife, Kim.
In song.
Yes, in song. He never did it.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I couldn't forgive Dido for letting Eminem sample it, right? Or then he plays it, I think it was at the Grammys, with Elton John singing that part. I was like, all right, whatever. But you know what? This is not a bad little song.
Worked for me. I don't know. I liked it in both versions.
You liked it.
In both versions.
You liked it. Yeah. Well, I
like it sampled in Stan. I liked her original version of it. I thought it was great.
I think the way it starts, her tea's getting cold. She's wondering why she gets out of bed at all. And then there's this ray of sunshine. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life, as Dido says. So thank you, Dido. And this is Thank You by Dido.
They'll all imply that I might not last the day. And then you call me and it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Dido, thank you. When's the last time you thought about Dido, Greg? And where is Dido today?
Today I thought about Dido, thanks to you. It's okay. I'm good with it. I'm actually going to go home and play Stan now.
I was really trying to figure out, you know, what happened to Dido's career, and I was coming up pretty empty. She's been not doing much for a long time now.
That's true. Well, that's kind of the one-hit wonder, right? But she's had multiple albums, right?
Yeah, she had a couple of albums, right. Yeah.
I wanted to end on a note where I talk about a love of bands. Thank you to the bands for being a band. Thanks for being a band, man. You ever said that to anybody at the end of a show? I'm pretty sure when I was about 18, I said that to about 17 bands.
The line I always loved along those lines was the Del Fuegos would put on the cover of every one of their albums, "Good luck to all bands."
Yeah,
we're all in this together.
Exactly,
I love that.
Right, right. Just for being a band and getting up there and playing. You got up there and you played, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
This song, the Descendants are both poking fun at that idea, and they're also embracing it. And I think there's an element of sincerity in the way singer Milo Aukerman delivers the lyrics that were written, in fact, by the bassist in the band, Carl Alvarez. Mm. Carl never spilled the beans on which band he was talking about in this particular song. So it could be any band. It's your favorite band. You know, our band could be your life, as the Minutemen once said. And that's what this song embodies. I don't think there's been a better song, a better love song, gratitude song written about a band than this particular one. And it can, as I said, it could apply to anyone. Thank you for playing the way you play. Did you know you're why I go and waste my time at a rock and roll show? The greatest poetry. You let me know I'm not alone. That's the line that always gets me. You let me know I'm not alone. Yeah. I think a lot of people go to shows and they realize, you know, there's other people out here that are into the same thing I am. It makes me feel alive. It makes me feel like
freaks like me.
Things are worth going on, right? The Descendants with Thank You on Sound of Hymns. Descendants, amazing pop punk band, many, many decades of service to us with their songwriting, and that is one of the best. Thank you on Sound Opinions.
When we come back, we'll hear some final selections from our production staff on Sound Opinions.
And we're back. We've shared some of our picks for tracks expressing gratitude in honor of Thanksgiving, and now we'll hear from our production staff. Let's start with producer Alex Claiborne. Alex, what have you got for us?
Hey, guys. So the song I wanted to play today is maybe an obvious one, but the first two times that we've done iterations of this episode, we did not do it. So I felt like it was a good opportunity to do the song Thank You, and that's the letter U, by Alanis Morissette. And it's a very 90s song. It came out in 1998 on her second album. And what I liked about this song in terms of giving thanks is that it's taking a moment to pause and give thanks to the things that are obstacles in our life. And I think it's really easy to be thankful for things when they're going well. And when things challenge us, it definitely is more difficult to do so.
It's the Nietzschean concept, Alex, of
yes.
That which doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Exactly. And she mentions throughout the song processing grief and letting things go and being thankful for some of the different challenges, the places she's gone, the things that she's gone through. And, you know, I've always loved the line, the moment I let go of it was the moment I got more than I could handle. The moment I jumped off of it was the moment I touched down. I just find that to be so delightful. And I've always enjoyed singers, even if I'm not the biggest fan of the catalog, who you hear their voice, you hear them sing two words and you know who it is. And I think Alanis Morissette is one of those singers, and she brings a certain amount of angst and a certain amount of catharsis to a lot of her music.
Definitely been an Alanis resurgence in recent years.
Right. They had I think it was a Broadway musical of Jagged Little Pill. And yeah, I just find this song to be very cleansing and a nice kind of page turn into the season of acknowledging things that maybe we didn't love that happened, but that ultimately, you know, helped us grow stronger and be who we are. So.
All right. Good one, Alex.
All right.
Let's dive in. Alanis Morissette, thank you.
That is Thank You from Alanis Morissette, showing some hippie vibes there, if I might say so, you know, in the 90s, kind of
hippie-ish
sentiment, you know?
Yeah.
That's from Alex. So let's go to Max Hatlam for his pick. Max, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I've got Do You Realize by The Flaming Lips. So
speaking of more philosophy,
yeah.
Max,
yeah,
existentialism in the form of a 3-minute pop song.
Right. Yeah. Who does it better? So I was kind of struggling to come up with a Thanksgiving or a song about giving thanks, but I'd also been getting back into the soft bulletin lately.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I was thinking, well, yeah, maybe Do You Realize? I think I can make a case for that song.
Isn't this on Yoshimi?
yeah. But I think that it just came to mind because I was thinking about the band in general. Yeah.
I remember that Flaming Lips band. Yeah.
Right.
We do remember them.
Yeah. But yeah, to me, this song is kind of about being thankful for the time you have being alive on a very deep level. But it's, I don't know, it's put so simply in the song. It's just so matter of fact. When he says, you realize that life goes fast, it's hard to make the good things last. I mean, I think that just says it all right there.
Inspired by the death of his father, Wayne Coyne's father.
Okay, yeah.
And he was thinking about, tell people you love, that you love them now, before it's too late.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a very humbling song in that way, which, and I think that Wayne, he has such an endearing voice, and the lyrics are always, like you said, kind of this mix of, like, philosophy and just fun, like goofiness, silliness sometimes. So, I mean, all of that packaged together, it just really hits home for me. It took me a while to come around to this song. This was probably like the first Flaming Lips song that I heard because it was like all over. I remember there was this ad that would play on MTV and all you would hear is that chorus is Do You Realize? I was like, So once I actually like started listening to their records, I was like, okay, yeah, this band is pretty great. It's more than just that hook.
Max, they get better backwards from Yoshimi. And since Yoshimi, they have been just a heartbreaking disappointment to me. And says the guy who wrote the book after Yoshimi. But I don't know, Greg. You know, it seems like we write books about bands and then they begin to either bore us or break our hearts.
Career killers. Well, yeah. In fact, that they did do pretty well. So, you know, they were more successful than ever, right? Playing bigger shows. But yeah, I think the albums suffered a little bit.
All right, that's a good pick. That's an immortal song, Max. So let's dive in. Flaming Lips, Do You Realize? Do you
That is Do You Realize from the Flaming Lips. Yeah, that song gets me every time.
It's a great song. You know, and I don't know what's become of them since. Wayne got too happy with himself.
Good pick, Max. Let's go to Sol Delgadillo for her pick. Sol, what do you got?
The song I chose was Thank You, New Jersey by a band called Origami Angel. Origami Angel has been around since 2017, and they're from Washington, D.C. And the band consists of two guys, Ryland, who plays guitar and sings, and Pat, who plays the drums. A lot of their music, especially recently, I feel as though has brought something different to the pop punk genre, which is oftentimes a genre that, you know, feels tired and overdone, and you feel like you've kind of heard it all. Some of their influence or artists that they've been compared to are Bare Naked Ladies, Prince Daddy and the Hyena, and Weezer, which, honorable mention, Thank God for Girls, also a great thanks song. And I chose this song just because it's fun, and like I said, it's something different that can be described as pop punk, indie rock, easy core, that kind of thing. And also, shout out New Jersey for giving us Jim Jurgatis. So, yeah. Here is Thank You, New Jersey by Origami Angel. Hope you like it.
Thank you, New Jersey. Soul, always with something out of left field. I can say thank you, New Jersey, myself. Mm-hmm, thank you, New Jersey, for letting me escape.
Whoa.
Like the boss, yeah. I was born to run from New Jersey. All right, one more pick from the great Andrew Gill. Andrew, what do you got?
What's up, guys? Well, you know, this is a song that I have loved ever since. I mean, it's been covered so many times that getting to the original is a feat, but it's the song Be Thankful for What You Got.
Love it. Great
you know,
song.
The first version I heard was Yola Tengo's. There's a version by Massive Attack that I've heard a bunch. But of course, the original is by a guy named William Devon, who was, you know, kind of a similar figure as like a Bill Withers, except it didn't, you know, quite reach those heights of fame. You know,
he's been mistaken for Curtis Mayfield too. There's some similarities.
He definitely took a ton of influence from Curtis Mayfield. I meant Bill Withers in that he was like had a steady career that was outside of music, and just kind of had this song that like took off, and it was a huge hit. You know, 1974 number one hit. And he was from D.C., Devon, and went to Philly to record it, and wound up kind of in with that Gamblin' Huff group backing him. Mm-hmm. But the version that I want to play is actually not William Devon's version. It's not Massive Attack's. It's not Yola Tengo's. Mm. It's by a group called The Intruders, who were also part of that Gamblin' Huff Philly soul scene. And our former producer Ayana Contreras told me about this version, so I have to give her credit. But it is just the most like disco-fied, almost, I don't know, it's just like popping in a different way than any other cover of this song. I don't know if you guys, did you guys get to listen to this version?
No, I'm really familiar with it. I mean, it
you
is
are. Okay, what can you tell me about
version,
it?
But they did a great job, and Gamblin' Huff, you know, you can't ask the producers in that.
Yeah, it's wild. So, yeah, let's just hear some of it.
Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangster white wall, TV antennas in the back, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got.
Good pick, Andrew. The Intruders version of Be Thankful for What You Got. Mr. Cott, we, of course, are most grateful for our production staff, all of them who keep this show. You know, we just show up and do what we do. We just yak. They make us sound halfway intelligent, but only halfway. That wraps up our favorite songs about giving thanks. But as always, we want to hear from you. Have you got a great song about giving thanks? Leave us a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org, and tell us why. Mr. Cott, what is on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we're going to discuss the deep legacy of Sly and the Family Stone on the occasion of something that I thought we'd never see.
Yeah.
Sly Stone's memoir has been published. And you, are we ever going to hear from Sly ever again? And here he comes with a memoir.
With a book.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the legacy of the band. And don't forget to check out our bonus podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program belong solely to Sound Opinions and not necessarily to Columbia College Chicago or our sponsors. Thanks, as always, to our Patreon supporters. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our Columbia College intern is Max Hatlam, and our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thank you for letting me.